Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
If you have to wake up at this hour, maybe Kenny Loggins makes it a little bit easier, a little smoother transition into being woke. Stay woke. That's my attempt at being hip. I'm so not cool or hip. But I tried to work it in seamlessly. But Kenny Loggins and Stay Woke, they don't actually go together in any form, shape, or fashion. So I tried, but wah, wah, wah. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, our hump show. I'm getting a lot of your tweets now about NFL free agency, which doesn't actually start for another 11 hours. It's crazy, huh? This legal tampering period might as well be the actual free agency. But it doesn't work that way. Celebrating the NFL New Year.
It's time to have some fun.
Well, if you are Kirk Cousins, man, you are maybe rolling around in some green. Nah, that would be too tacky. But you are probably smiling, if in fact the reports are accurate. Now, according to Cousins' agent, he's still just taking his visit to the Minneapolis area. He's just going to visit with the Minnesota Vikings. But the reports are that he will sign a fully guaranteed 3-year, $84 million contract to make him the highest paid quarterback in the league. Let that sink in for a second. That's the hook with Minnesota, right? Fully guaranteed. It's the reason why he's not going to the New York Jets, among other reasons. There may be others. Of course, he wants to go to a contender. Of course, he wants to win. But here's Kirk Cousins, who instead of taking a 6-year, potentially $180 million deal, he goes the guaranteed route.
You like that?
I think you like that. Because no matter what, once he signs on the dotted line, all $84 million gross is his. Now, certainly there are taxes and other obligations. I get all that. But $84 million is $84 million. And regardless of how these next three seasons might go with the Vikings, regardless of whether or not he gets hurt. Let's say, and I'm not wishing this on him, I don't believe it's going to happen. He's been relatively healthy his entire career. But let's just say for the sake of argument, he pulls a muscle, high ankle sprain. He pulls a groin, high ankle sprain, or tears an ACL. Blows out his Achilles in spring training. Did I say spring training? Training camp. He still gets the money. He still gets the money for this year and next year and the year after. So the team could cut him, but they still have to pay him. The team could trade him, but the contract would go with him. That's what the majority of NFL players do not have. They might have some guaranteed money. For instance, Sammy Watkins reportedly getting a $30 million guarantee in his deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. There's generally a portion of guaranteed money. But to have the entire contract guaranteed, where a team can't say to you, either you restructure, you renegotiate, or we chop off your head. Okay, it's not that drastic, but we could cut you. You don't want to take a pay cut? Well, then you can go somewhere else. Again, that option's off the table, unless they're going to trade him, but then the contract goes with him. He's the first quarterback in NFL history to change teams after three consecutive 4,000-yard passing seasons.
Take that for data.
And while some of you have said to me, what's he ever won? Well, first of all, they did have an NFC East championship in his first year as the starter. But his consistency, the fact that he's been healthy, He's only 29 years old. He's got experience. Over the course of the last 3 years, he's been fourth overall in the NFL in passing yards, sixth in passer rating. In Minnesota, he's got a defense to die for. He would, will. I feel uncomfortable saying that it's set in stone, Josh McDaniels, considering there's still 11 hours to go before actual free agency commences. But I still get stuck on the highest paid quarterback in the league. So he could have, maybe, gone to the Jets and made $30 million per year. Not all guaranteed, but at least his average annual salary this season would have been 30 mil. But he chose to get it all. Make sure that there would be no ways that the team could wiggle out of the bulk of the contract or any of the money that wasn't guaranteed. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. What's the whoa moment for you so far in this legal tampering period? We haven't even gotten to free agency. It's technically New Year's Eve right now. So, you know, the champagne is still on ice. Nobody's popping any corks yet, except that a lot of these deals look like they are about to be signed, and we can talk about them with whoa moments. So what's your whoa moment? What deal do you love? What deal do you hate? I'm referring to sports, love, and hate. I think it's fairly obvious that the Green Bay Packers, with their change in the front office positions, with their change in the coaching staff, they've really, like the Browns, gone through and kind of overhauled the way they've been doing business for the past couple of years. And it has made a major difference. Some good, some bad news for Green Bay Packers fans. But to get defensive lineman Mo Wilkerson, I know there's been some trouble. He brings some baggage with him. That's why it's a one-year deal. Maybe it's more like a tryout, an evaluation period to see how he fits in. But also, to get Jimmy Graham, 69 touchdowns since he got in the league in 2010. But unfortunately, that means they had to make some cuts, purely for financial reasons. But Jordy Nelson becomes one of the casualties. And I know a lot of you have asked you, what's your woe moment or what do you love or hate? And you're kind of torn. You're stunned by the fact that Jordy Nelson, a guy who, while this past season his numbers were down, probably more of a product of Aaron Rodgers being on the bench for half the season. But if you go back to the three seasons he played before that, he missed 2015 because of the torn ACL, but 13, 14, and 16, well above 1,200 yards passing. In fact, had a 15, did I say passing? Receiving, I'm sorry. Had a 15, my brain is going a mile a minute. He had a 1,500-yard receiving season in 2014 before he got hurt. He had 14 touchdowns in back-to-back seasons that he played. So again, production down this past year, but it was down for pretty much all of the Packers' offensive weapons. And so that's the downside of the business, right? That's where it hurts. But the Packers certainly have been active, also trading for DeShone Kizer and sending Demaryius Randle to the Cleveland Browns. Some other notes. I thought this was fascinating. Drew Brees had another team reportedly willing to pay him $30 million a year for the next two seasons. He chose to stay with the New Orleans Saints. So 2 years, 50 mil, but technically it's a one-year deal because there is a team option after this next season. Sam Bradford is getting a one-year, $20 million deal with the Cardinals, and there is an option for the year after that. Mike Glennon will join him in the desert as his backup. Josh McCown gets another one-year deal worth $10 million to remain with the New York Jets. Do you see the picture he tweeted? It's a picture of him in uniform letting out this primal yell. You can tell he's excited to continue playing. And remember, he's in his late 30s as well. Teddy Bridgewater also going to the Jets on what I've heard has been reported as half of what McCown is making. But good for him. Good for him to get a fresh start and a new deal. So there you go. All three of the Vikings quarterbacks that were on their roster last year have found new homes. Case Keenum in Denver, Teddy Bridgewater, who got drafted by the Vikings, ends up in New York, and Sam Bradford goes to Arizona. I think a whoa moment for me, there were a couple of them. Danny Amendola leaving the Patriots. And I know he never started more than eight games in a season for the Pats. He's really versatile. He was their primary punt returner. He got more action once Julian Edelman was injured. But what about playoff Danny? I mean, playoff Danny Amendola is a sight to behold, but he had taken multiple pay cuts to stay in New England, and he decided to go to the Dolphins. So sticking in the AFC East, that one kind of threw me for a loop. He's going to make $12 million over a couple of years. And certainly the money for Sammy Watkins to the Chiefs is huge. I like how active Mike Vrabel has been and the Tennessee Titans have been. They've lured in a couple of former Patriots because Vrabel would expect that they would be schooled in the Patriot way. Like cornerback Malcolm Butler, big time money. In fact, his money, the guaranteed money for Butler, is the same as the guaranteed money for Sammy Watkins. Reportedly, each of them getting $30 million guaranteed money. Deion Lewis will also head to the Titans. Let's see, Jonathan Stewart. So after the bulk of his career with the Panthers, and he does turn 31 this month, but he's found a new home with Eli Manning in that Giants backfield. And here's another one that I thought was a yeah, it was like a fist pump moment for all offensive linemen ever. The Jaguars bringing in former Panthers guard Andrew Norwell and making him the highest paid guard in the NFL. 5-year deal for $66.5 million. And guess what? His guaranteed money is the same as Malcolm Butler and the same as Sammy Watkins. And why not? If you have a guy who didn't allow a sack or a quarterback hit all of last season, lock the man up, because offensive linemen who can protect the quarterback and who can help to facilitate the run are definitely worth their weight in gold. But the idea of a guaranteed contract, right? Most of this is not fully guaranteed. A lot of it, the reason I'm telling you the guaranteed money is because that's what the teams are on the hook for. But with the case of Kirk Cousins, he becomes the highest paid quarterback in the league at $28 million annually. But again, no matter what happens, whether he gets hurt, whether he sucks, and I'm not saying that's going to be the case, but if he does, if the Vikings decide they want to do something else, let's say they bench him and they put in a different quarterback, they're still paying him all of that contract unless they happen to trade him. And still, if you want to get someone to pick up that contract, more than likely you'd have to be picking up part of the tab like the Browns did with Brock Osweiler when he went back to Denver. So earlier in the show, we were really excited to spend a couple of minutes with former Broncos general manager Ted Sundquist. He was actually in their scouting department first before he became the GM, and he's been in a bunch of different roles in the NFL. And I asked him about guaranteed contracts. What's his reaction to a guaranteed $84 million deal for Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, I'm shocked. I got to be honest with you. I really am shocked. And every team has got to do what's best for them and what they feel like is best for their particular situation. But at the same time, we do talk a lot. And there, I won't say that there's collusion or collaboration with regards to contracts and whatnot, but you understand, you know, how the market is working, and there are certain things that kind of set the market, not only for one season, but, you know, years to come. And something like that is, you know, it becomes a dangerous precedent, I think. Football has tried very hard to stay away from fully guaranteed contracts like that. And it looks like the genie's out of the bottle. And the question now is can they cram it back in? There are a lot of cap guys in the NFL right now sweating. And my right-hand man, Mike Bloom, who was with me in Denver for a number of years, is up in Indianapolis. And I can tell you right now, he's not happy with that.
So that's the reaction of a former GM who's still very involved in the NFL. And actually, Ted had told me that he interviewed for multiple GM jobs, a couple of them in the last few years. So very involved still, and has his pulse on the heart of these front offices. And yeah, I mean, you've got players who are calling Kirk Cousins a hero for believing in himself and holding out for a contract like this. When theoretically he could have made more money by taking a standard NFL deal, but then you've got salary cap guys, front office guys, personnel guys, general managers who are thinking, no way, this can't be the new trend. So I thought that was really fascinating. I'd love to hear from you. What are the surprises, the whoa moments? Lots of you sending me your tweets, A-Law Radio. While you're on Twitter, join the After Hours Bracket Challenge. March Madness is underway, though you don't have to have your picks in until first thing on Thursday. We've decided that if you win the Bracket Challenge, you get to be part of an Ask Amy Anything, a hump show in the future, and ask the burning questions that you've always wanted to know. And maybe that doesn't appeal to you. In that case, you could pass it off to, say, someone else that it appeals to. But the whole point is you have to win, and you have to enter to win. So check it out on Twitter or on our Facebook page. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Up to Stocker, tries a three from the left wing, and he buries it. Courtney Stocker, certainly not quiet here tonight. He has been quite loud. 24 points to lead all scorers. UCLA up by just two now, 51-49. Adams takes him off the dribble. Adams hanging in the air, seven on the timer. Missed the shot, picked up by Ladarian Griffin. That ball didn't touch the rim. Griffin puts it back in, plus the foul, just before the shot clock buzzer. Mobley between the circles, crossover against Ali. Three-pointer, it's good. Matt Mobley, nerves of steel down the stretch. St. Bonaventure up 58-51. The Bonnies have knocked off the Blue Bloods. St. Bonaventure winning a game in the NCAA tournament for the first time in nearly a half century.
Proud of our effort. You know, I'm thankful for the Dayton fans for what they did. You know, I said in the press conference yesterday, it'll be the first time that they didn't boo me, boo the Bonnies. It felt like the rally center, all over again. You know, we had great support from the Bonaventure people that came down, great support from the community of Dayton, and we just beat UCLA. How much prouder can I be?
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
An historic night in Dayton, the start of the first four and the beginning of March Madness on Tuesday. A couple of incredible wins and incredible milestones for two programs that have not been used to NCAA success. You hear the head coach of St. Bonaventure, Mark Schmidt, talking about how they just beat a Blue Blood, an elite program in UCLA. The Bonnies had lost their three tournament games since 1970. This is their first one in 48 years. In 78, they lost. In 2000, they lost. In 2012. And so long stretches in between even opportunities. And here they are as one of the last four teams into the field of 68. They draw UCLA in Dayton, and they come up with their first victory in March Madness, going back to 1970. Phenomenal. And Coach Schmidt also mentions getting booed inside the UD arena. That's because St. Bonaventure played there in early January against the Flyers and lost. And so he and his team got booed then. But incredible moment for the Bonnies. Congratulations to them. And also congratulations to Radford, the Highlanders. First ever NCAA tournament win for the school from Southwest Virginia, rural Southwest Virginia. So really neat. I think it's helpful. We know that teams who come out of Dayton generally are more prepared, have maybe shaken off some of the nerves and the rust from whatever layoff they had. And every year, there's at least one team that comes out of Dayton that wins a first-round game in the big tournament, the major bracket. And so congratulations to these two teams. We'll see what happens next, but no one can take that part away. March Madness is here. You can tune in all week to TBS, CBS, TNT, and True TV on the go with March Madness Live, or listen on Westwood One. Westwood One is where we got Ted Emmerich and that call of the big moments against UCLA for St. Bonnie's. The downfall for Steve Alford's team, 20 turnovers, only six for St. Bonaventure, 20 for the Bruins. And they were just massively sloppy, especially down the stretch. They looked like a team that was nervous, where you would expect the Bonnies to be in that situation. All right, 855-212-4227 to reach us here after hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico with some great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Spencer is listening in Virginia. Welcome to After Hours, Spencer.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Well, you were talking about whoa moments, and this time of the year, especially, you know, when you're talking about draft and you're talking about free agency and all that, it gets me excited. Can't even lie. And it's been one of the really wild ones. You're seeing a lot of big names go to teams that they shouldn't go. Well, I'm trying to figure out how Miami lets Jarvis Landry, arguably one of their best offensive weapons, just walk out the door. And I'm also trying to figure out how the Broncos let Aqib Talib one of their best defensive weapons walk out the door. I mean, I'm not complaining. He came to my team. I'm happy, you know, but come on now. Like, why?
Well, Jarvis Landry, here's the problem with the franchise tag. They didn't want him to leave and get nothing in return. They were hoping to negotiate a long-term contract, but the stats prove that only a third of the time do players who operate under the franchise tag actually re-sign with that team. So it's a very divisive move that teams use. Players generally hate it. And so only 30-something percent of the time do you have a player get a franchise tag from a particular franchise and then stay there. And so in this case, they were looking to get something in return, and they did by trading Jarvis Landry. And I think in the case of what was the second part you were talking about?
Aqib
Talib, yeah. That's all money. The Broncos, thank you for reminding me. The Broncos are making decisions based on money because they can't keep that entire defense together. They knew they needed cap space. He's not the only casualty, but definitely that was a move made based on their finances and the cap space that they've got available.
Yeah, and I just find it hilarious, you know, with Pam and Marcus Peters being two big heads, I'm like, is this going to work?
Well, I think if you're big heads and you're big twos for the same reason, there were other players in the Broncos in that defense that had major attitudes and brought an edge to the field. But if you're all gunning for the same, the same goal, and let's not forget Wade Phillips has a great relationship with Aqib Talib. Can't wait, which is kind of funny, right? Wade Phillips is 71 years old. He's been around the NFL for decades. And, I mean, he's got a great sense of humor, but, you know, this is a guy who's not in the same generation or era as Aqib Talib and certainly not the same culture. And yet they get along great. And Talib, that's one of the reasons why he wanted to go to the Rams, is because he wanted to be reunited with Wade.
And, see, that's exactly what I've been saying. I said, you know, the Wade Phillips is trying to implement a new defensive style. And with him implementing, it's not necessarily a new defensive style, but he's implementing a defensive style that's new to the organization, to the franchise. And what better way to do it than to obtain a player that can help, you know, other players adapt to that style.
I mean, that's one reason why Sean McVay wanted him, because he's got so much experience. He represents the other end of the spectrum when it comes to NFL. He's a lifer. He's been a defensive coordinator. He's been a head coach. His dad, obviously, was a coach. I mean, he's just been around the league forever.
We don't mention his head coach tenure. I love him to death. He's one of those guys, you know, not necessarily a great head coach, but a phenomenal.
I don't know. He kept getting jobs. All right, Spencer. Thanks so much for your phone call in Virginia. I appreciate it. Good to talk to you this morning. 855-212-4227. Thanks for joining us. Andrew Bogish is here in studio. What was the wow moment for you? Even though it isn't actually the new year yet. We're still have the champagne on ice. It's still New Year's Eve.
We're drinking today?
You wish we were drinking. Actually, it was it was an analogy, but...
All right. Thanks for getting my hopes up. What was the wow? I mean, Jordy Nelson getting released was obviously unforeseen. I think Malcolm Butler getting a lot of money when we still don't know completely what would happen that made him not play in the Super Bowl. But, I mean, I don't know. I've become very desensitized to all of these moves and money because none of it ever makes sense and teams are going to be silly and stupid and overpay for other people or guys who you think are going to get paid don't get paid. So I guess, you know, from a purely financial, and I heard the clip you played from Ted Sundquist, mm-hmm. like the kind of economy-changing Kirk Cousins deal, I mean, that's the one that I think lingers the longest if teams now start using that fully guaranteed aspect as a tool. If that's the road we're going down now,
that the hook?
That's a major shift in NFL procedures.
It is. And I don't know if you saw the Doug Baldwin tweet in which he called Kirk Cousins a hero. That's his word, not mine. You're a hero to all the young players now. You believe in yourself. You maybe have set a new precedent where now guys are going to demand it. Now, I think it depends. I don't know how many guaranteed contracts you're going to get for guys who aren't quarterbacks, right?
Zero. I mean, that's zero. Yeah. But I think that's why, too, the Richard Sherman conversation was interesting over the weekend as well, whether you do yourself really anything good by not having an agent. And you know, when you're in this, they're all in a union, they owe it to each other to get the best possible deals. So it's not, you know, you can't be Richard Sherman in a vacuum. You've got to go get the best deal that keeps things going for your position and the entire league. So that's where, you know, to me, that conversation is interesting, too.
I think it's fascinating then when you hear the report that Drew Brees had an offer from another team that would have paid him $30 million for the next 2 years. Now, we don't know who the team was. Maybe it was put out there by his agent. Who knows? But the idea that he took a hometown discount, he certainly did because he wanted to stay with the Saints.
Although, so was it 27 mil?
25. I mean, no, 25. And it's only a one-year deal, actually. There's a team option for the second. So if they don't pick it up, he could be done after one year. But I think in that case, some players or the union might look at that as a step back, because here we are with Kirk Cousins as the highest paid quarterback in the league. It's Kirk Cousins. Is that a Super Bowl winning quarterback? What, does he have one playoff start under his belt? It's Kirk Cousins. And so we're going to have Aaron Rodgers. We're going to have Matt Ryan. We're going to have Super Bowl winners that are going to come, you know, contracts going to come up. And I think it, I mean, we're talking about such bloated numbers for quarterbacks that, of course, other quarterbacks want to see it.
Yeah, which is why the highest paid title to me is almost pointless, because it goes away within 3 weeks, because it's soon somebody else's.
But still Kirk Cousins, $28 million
a year. But it was Matthew Stafford, and it was Jimmy Garoppolo, and it was this, and soon it'll be Aaron. It'll be a guy that makes sense.
But that's my point. It just keeps building on itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I agree with you on the hook. If QBs can get guaranteed money, they're probably likely to take smaller deals, but give me all of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's the total for him now between the franchise tags and this? Like $128 million fully guaranteed over the last couple years?
He's used to this.
Good job out of him.
Yeah, seriously. And his agent. All right, 855-212-4227. Certainly appreciate all of you weighing in now about your whoa moments. Do you love, do you hate some of the deals? It's not even officially free agency yet.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Left foot of the shotgun along the left hash. Gets the snap. Four-man pressure. Has time. Throws. Caught. Amendola crossing from right to left. Turns it up and in for the touchdown. Danny Amendola in from 9 yards out. And here come the Patriots.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Man, how many of those Danny Amendola minutes and moments and catches and jaw droppers did we see in the AFC Championship? Playoff Danny, it was a real thing. And he got more catches and more play this year because of the Julian Edelman injury. Was their primary punt returner. And has taken 3 consecutive pay cuts to stay in New England. Now, it's been worth it because he's gotten some hardware, but decided that he would go elsewhere in the AFC East. Just weird, weird to think about him somewhere else. However, he can be just as versatile and he can be just as productive, maybe even more productive if he's out there on the field more often. Never started more than 8 games for the Patriots, but they could throw him into a bunch of different roles. And that comfortability factor, almost like a safety net for Tom Brady, the fact that he could line up in a bunch of different spots and he could catch pretty much anything that was thrown to him. And that rapport with a quarterback and a receiver, it doesn't happen overnight. It's years and years of working at it. It's rep after rep after rep after rep. It's the hours that we don't see. And certainly it's the intelligence of both players as well. And Danny Amendola represented a classic Patriot. I mean, he's a guy that Bill Belichick could use in a bunch of different ways. And he would always go out and he would run the routes, or he would do whatever he had to do, even if the ball wasn't coming his way. He would sell it. He would adjust too. And being able to adjust to a guy like a Brady, I mean, it's invaluable for a quarterback to have a weapon like that. So this is odd. That was my whoa moment. In addition to the Jimmy Graham, that was a little bit of a whoa too, going to pair up with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Kevin Kugler with a call from the AFC Championship as the Patriots were coming back against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Does it feel like ancient history, or is it just me? It wasn't actually that long ago. I mean, it's only mid-March now, and it's still very much winter in New England. I heard parts of the Northeast got 2+ feet of snow, parts of New England. So I hope you guys are okay, not buried, still have power. But yeah, it wasn't actually that long ago, and yet here we are on the cusp of a new NFL new year. Happy New Year. What's the deal that you love, the deal that you hate? You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We have a poll up that has to do with quarterbacks because we're obsessed with QBs, and we want to get to your calls here, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227 to reach us After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Richard is in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Richard, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Love the show, Amy.
Thanks.
I've been a Redskins fan for 50 years.
Okay.
Ever since Joe Gibbs era, they've been downhill. I'm going to pull for the Vikings this year. I hope they sign Kirk Cousins. He's a team leader. If he did over 4,000 yards the past three seasons with the team that the Redskins have, can you imagine what he can do with Minnesota?
So you didn't think the Redskins had enough weapons around him?
No, I don't. Okay. Their defense wasn't that good.
Well, he doesn't throw to the defense. But, I mean, like, in terms of the passing yards, you would expect a lot of it had to do with the weapons that he's throwing to.
Right. Well, some of the weapons he had would get injured and what have you. I just think he's going to have a heck of a year with the Vikings. And I feel sorry for the boy Alex Smith from Kansas City, because it's not only the team, but it's the organization. They're in such disarray right now. And I think they need to get rid of Gruden as a coach. I really do. And then when they lost Sean McVay, that was a big loss as an offensive coordinator in my mind. And I appreciate your call. And I hope Kirk Cousins can say at the end of the year, how do you like me now with the Super Bowl ring on his finger?
There you go, Richard. I like the fact that you're not angry about it. That's good that he's gone somewhere else.
Yes, and I just hope they treat him with respect, which he deserves.
Hey, you know what respect is, Richard? Respect is 3 years, $84 million, all guaranteed. That's respect, Richard.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
All right, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too, dear.
Yeah, respect is giving a fully guaranteed contract because you think you're not going to be able to get him otherwise. I mean, it's smart by Minnesota to offer this incentive, this hook, so to speak. That's what I wrote on my notes. Like, that's the hook. Because the Jets could have paid him more money over the life of a contract, but there's no guarantee. There's no way to be sure that that contract would actually be played out over 6 years. They could have cut him, or they could have gone a different direction, or could have asked him to restructure it. If he didn't, they could have said, well, sayonara, or they could have traded him. And in this case, no matter what the Vikings do, even if this situation is not tenable, I can hear a Jerry Jones in my head, even if this situation doesn't turn out to be a boon for them, let's just say Kirk gets hurt. They still have to pay him over the course of these 3 years, regardless of what happens once he signs on the dotted line. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I thought one thing that was really interesting, Brian Billick brought this up on NFL Network, and it resonated with me as I was looking at the numbers from Cousins and Keenum. And I know that Cousins has done it over the course of three seasons, okay? So three consecutive years in which he's had 4,000 yards passing. He's durable. This is a guy who doesn't miss snaps, doesn't really get hurt. And so at 29 years old, the prime of his career, it's a good deal for the Vikings to get him. The guaranteed money, that certainly is scary. But it's only 3 years, okay? So you would expect that if you could get 3 years like the last three you just got, well, then it's money well spent. But if you compare what Case Keenum did last season, his career year, I know it's only 1 year. He only started 14 games. Let's say you extrapolate that out. You do the math. You add two more games and what he was averaging, that the numbers with Kirk are extremely similar. Last year, meaning. So Kirk has a longer track record, but Case Keenum had 3,500 yards. Case had only seven interceptions and 22 touchdowns, whereas Kirk had 13 picks, 27. So let's just say two more games, Keenum has four more touchdowns maybe. So then you're talking about 26 versus 27 TDs. Fewer interceptions, although maybe he throws a couple more. And let's say an extra 300 yards. I mean, that's conservative, right? Two more games, only 150 yards passing. Remember they lost their top running back, though Latavius Murray did well. But you're talking about numbers that are really similar. I mean, eerily similar. But they didn't want Case. They wanted Kirk. With guaranteed money. 855-212-4227. Herb is listening in Wisconsin. Herb, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, we're awful sad Packer fans.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know Jordy was beloved there. He's been there his entire career, so a decade with him.
Yeah. I heard the rumor that he's going to sign with the Raiders.
Well, he is visiting the Raiders today, according to Ian Rappaport. So that's something that's definitely confirmed. I don't know about signing, just that he's going to visit. And there's also the rumor floating out there that Bill Belichick is interested. But you know what? That could easily be floated by his agent or by another team out there, just to see what kind of reaction they could get. But I could see an agent saying that, hey, my guy's got interest in the Patriots because. You know, if you can get a bidding war, if you can get other teams to jump in, ooh, the Pats are interested. Well, then he must, that must be something we should do too. That kind of thing.
You think the Packers will draft a wide receiver?
Do I think they'll what?
The Packers draft a young wide receiver, a rookie.
Oh, draft one. I don't know. I feel like they have more pressing concerns than wide receiver. But I don't know. It probably depends on what's still available on their big board and, best available maybe.
Yeah, we got Jimmy Graham.
I know. I think that's a big pickup. As long as he can stay healthy. But we saw what he turned into. Once he and Russell Wilson got comfortable, he was absolutely the red zone target for the Seahawks.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Herb. Thanks so much. Have a good day in Wisconsin. Let's do one more here. Alan is in South Carolina. Alan, welcome to After Hours. You got about 60 seconds. Go.
Oh, I'm just pleased that the Saints wrapped up Drew Brees, re-signed him. I don't know, a two-year contract, does that mean he's going to retire for 2 years? Don't know, but like I say, I'm glad that got done. Just everybody's rolling the dice on taking this quarterback, that quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I guess trying to figure out who's going to work, who's not going to work.
Yeah, I mean, I love the Drew Brees signing. I love the fact that he took less money to stay in New Orleans, that he has no desire to go anywhere else. He's happy there. He loves Sean Payton. His family's established there. He's won a Super Bowl there. He's had incredible success. Now maybe his career is extended some because of the running game that they finally brought in. They made it to the second round of the playoffs last year. I mean, there's a lot to like, and feeling like the young pieces that they have on their defense specifically could only get better now. I think the future is bright, and I'm glad he wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah, like I say, I know all of New Orleans fans are happy about that. I know I was when I saw it. You cringe about losing somebody like Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't heard of. He's only like 1,500 yards away from being the all-time leader.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is phenomenal.
And just turned 39. Just turned 39 and still in great shape.
Age is just a number.
Okay, but eventually your age catches up to you.
An older guy. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But he looks great. I would agree with you. He still looks fantastic. Alan, thank you so much.
Have a great night.
It's good to hear from Saints fans who are happy with the Drew Brees. I think they're in a good spot because they've done so much work on the other portions of their team. P says on Twitter, I hate the fact that Jordy Nelson is no longer a Packer, but I love the Jimmy Graham signing. And then Ricky says, Ryan Grant to Baltimore for 7.5 a year. He's supposed to be a wide receiver one. That's a bad deal. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of reaction, and free agency hasn't even started yet. We'll be back tonight when it's actually underway. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.